Let's pray together. Father, as we look into your word, we pray that you will challenge and encourage us all this morning. Amen. Well, one of the points of the game was to help us think about how Jesus, as a person like us, would spend his time doing some of the things that we might want to do when he wanted to relax, spending time with his friends, going out into nature, eating and drinking, maybe not playing the toilet game, but who knows, but just enjoying the world around us, enjoying God's creation, enjoying community. But also this morning, we want to think together about how Jesus spent time with God and spent time in prayer, and how prayer is key to all that he does and did. And from the beginning of his ministry, where, if you remember, Jesus spent those 40 days in the wilderness praying and fasting, and right to the end of his time on earth in the Garden of Gethsemane, prayer was a constant part of Jesus' life. So why did Jesus pray? I wonder if someone could just come and hold up some of these questions for us. Aurelia, come on out, would you? Thank you. So why? It's actually a puzzling question sometimes, because Jesus, as well as being fully human, of course, is fully God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. So why did the Christ need to pray? Well, theologically, there are three reasons Jesus prayed. First, it was an example to us and to his followers, an example that we continue to learn from, as the reading helps us see. Secondly, his incarnation, it has these divine and these human natures. And it's from that human nature, it was perfectly natural for the Jewish believers who would have read this to believe that the Christ would pray. And third, we have the nature of the Trinity, and it allows for communication. God the Father speaking to God the Son, God the Son communicating with God the Spirit, and the Spirit communicating with the Father. That's a brilliant example for us as a church, isn't it? Praying together, communicating not only as a body, but communicating with God. And if Jesus prayed, why do we pray? Well, we pray because Jesus prayed. We pray because he told us to pray, and we pray because it's the way that we can communicate with God. So that's the why. What about the who? We'll have a look at the who, the when, and the what. So who? Jesus would pray with other people. That's it, really. Nice and high. Go on, hold them up. There we go. Well done. In Matthew 19, he places his hands on the heads of those children, and he prays for them. In John 17, he prays for all the disciples and then for all the believers. This shows us the importance of intercessory prayer. That's when we're pleading to God for others. Jesus did that, so we should be praying for others too. And Jesus also prays for himself. Sometimes we might feel guilty about praying for ourselves, but that's what Jesus did. John 17 starts with this. Jesus prays first for himself and then for others. So there's that question answered. Who do we pray for? We pray for each other, and we pray for ourselves. Your arm's getting tired. Here we go. Then we've got the when. Well, in Luke 9, we read that Jesus took Peter, John, and James, and they went up a mountain to pray. Jesus would often pray with others, but he'd often pray alone. In Acts 1, it tells us the importance of Christians praying together. They all join together constantly in prayer. But Jesus, as we saw in the passage we heard earlier, prayed alone. Very early in the morning, when it was dark, he got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place to pray. In Luke 5, we're told Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And as much as Jesus understood the value of praying with others and for others, he also understood the value of praying alone. Be still and know that I am God, the psalmist tells us. And sometimes it's important for us to be still before God. And of course, the only way we can do this is to be alone with God as well. So both are important, praying with others and praying by ourselves. And Jesus prayed in nature. In Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, The skies proclaim the works of his hands. What better way to commune with our Creator than in the wonders of nature? In Luke, we're told, one day Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray. He could have gone to a home or to a synagogue. He could have gone to the temple. But sometimes he made that decision to go and pray alone, to pray in nature. And we're surrounded, aren't we, by what is man-made. Sometimes we need to be able to go out and pray for our world. Pray for this wonderful world that God has given us. Jesus could pray in so many different ways. He could pray as a sprinter, the Lord's Prayer, a short prayer that we can all remember. But Jesus could also pray as a marathon runner. He sometimes would spend the whole night out in prayer, praying to God. Can we do that? Can we pray these short prayers that we sometimes need to pray, but can we dedicate these long periods to prayer as well? And he prayed regularly. This insight is from Luke chapter 5. Jesus often withdrew to pray. It's not a hidden word that often, but it's obvious. Jesus prayed regularly. Throughout the Gospels, we read of Jesus. We read of his prayer. And it's regular. It's natural. It was part of his worldview. It was in every aspect of his life. Our prayer is something that we should be doing regularly as well. So, let's have a look. So, the what? Well, the prayers of Jesus were heartfelt. He didn't pray in this cold manner, but he prayed showing a real love for God. In John 17, he prays for himself, for his disciples, and for all believers. He prays on his knowledge of God. In John 4, Jesus said, God is spirit, and we must worship in truth and spirit. We understand the importance of the truth in life of Jesus. And our prayer needs us to have this understanding of the Word of God revealed to us. So Jesus prayed in heartfeltness. He prayed in persistence. He said, don't give up. Keep on praying. And he also knew that sometimes prayers aren't answered in the way we expect. This is a difficult question, isn't it? Why doesn't God always answer the prayers? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out, didn't he? But Jesus knew that God had the right plan in mind. Yet not as I will, but you will, he says. That's perhaps one of the hardest things about prayer, isn't it? To understand that we can pray to God, but we pray in a way that says, God, you know, we trust in you, we trust in your will. And as for content, well, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer in a few moments, and that tells us what we pray about. Giving glory to God, saying sorry, forgiving others, praying for the world, praying for ourselves, and ending with giving glory. When Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, he said, not as I will, but as you say. He offered this tremendous insight into prayer. God is in charge. And as we learn from his prayer life, and there's much to learn, that's the principle we can have, isn't it? God is in charge in everything. And if God's in charge in our prayer life, then our prayer life will be the life that God wants it to be.